The Non-Euclidean Museum. The Non-Euclidean Museum. Robert W. Chambers heads off to work, but when he gets there, nobody recognizes him. As he learns later in the day, neither do family or friends. This event happens after he drunkenly bumped into a ceramic urn that contained the ashes of his great-grandmother. It fell and burst. Amongst the ashes is a necklace with some strange symbol on it. You put it on and go to work. And nobody recognizes him. He takes it off and visits a friend who instantly recognizes him. So he tried to appraise the necklace, but he has no hint of the value of it, when it may have been made, or even what that strange white-green metal is that it is made of. He used his extremely limited understanding of science to try to figure out the metal, no avail. But then he scoured the internet for 8 days searching for clues. He found out it was one of around 23 such necklaces forged by a cult in the late 1940s. The cult claimed it was forged from a sacred meteor. The cult was behind the infamous Devonsdale murders.
Wow.
Thanks, Robert. That's heavy. I wonder if my flaky old great-grandma Chambers was involved with the cult?
10 a.m. Robert can find no information on whether or not this cult is still active, but he does find pictures of the still standing complex where they lived and worshipped. Even the sacrificial altar remains, though spray painted with graffiti. It's a 4-hour drive to the location. Chambers is off today. He packs some gear and heads out. The first thing he sees when he gets to the grounds is a wounded fox laying on its side and whimpering. Closer inspection reveals that its intestines are hanging out. Robert Chambers' mercy kills it by crushing its head with a rock.
10:28 a.m. Robert E. Chambers walks down the long, weed-overgrown path. He wants to check out the grounds of this cult. Why does this complex still stand? When he gets to the foreground of this surprisingly elaborate courtyard, a circle of buildings And the center of the complex is massive. Robert is taking in these buildings, taking pictures with his smartphone. A unwashed man in dirty, ragged clothes steps out of the woods. "What the fuck do you think you're doing here, asshole?" He goes for his handgun on his hip. Chambers gets the drop. What a bullet is by the man's head. Man shoots back, missing by a country mile.
The man is screaming some incoherent rant. Robert fires again. This one came close enough so the man feels the heat of it as it whirls past his ear. The man fires a shot that barely nicks Robert and sends a burn hole into his shirt. Robert returns fire. Both are doing pretty poorly, not used to using handguns in life and death combat. A bullet pocks the ground 30 feet to Robert's left. There are no thoughts of right or wrong. This guy is shooting at me and I'm gonna kill him. Robert fires again and misses, getting more and more panicked as the milliseconds roll by. Everything's going in slow motion. Robert thinks he's gonna die. He's bound to die. He's gonna die. He plugs off another desperate shot. It goes anywhere but where he wants it. A bullet screams by 3 feet from his head. He pulls the trigger and it clicks. Six rounds only in that 45. Dude is out of bullets and torso shot is what he receives for his misfortune. Fires again, screaming by his head and another in the torso. Robert flees the scene, is never caught for what he did. But he lost the necklace, and he don't dare go back to get it. Please.